イムサーフとしてプレイ僕と遊び尽くそすこのゲーム弾んだのね自由に踊れ運命を握るのはこうで条件はやたらでかそうで自分とは無縁に見えた光景俺だって勝てばすごいってとこにやめときな誰かの声あげたきそうにない兄弟がボリア敗北は滅びないああ遠いな追えば逃げていくのさ勝利は高い壁飛び越えるため今隣にいてくれるのは誰もう逃げちゃダメこの絆が跳ね震える胸を掴み戦え Hey up 前へ進もうぜ背中は任せた OK 何万回トライして届かなくてももう一回見かけて愛は散々だって泣いてまた立ち上がる理由を君に見つけたからナンバーワンを愛せ近くて遠いその世界目指して Oh, 一人きりじゃないぜまだ強がれる理由を君と見つけたから Oh, 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 Oh さあ兄弟一緒に行こうぜ
Hello, you're listening to the Dr. Spirit Anime Cast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined here with Chris.
Yo!
And today's episode is a review on Gundam Build Divers. Yes, we finally went and watched Gundam Build Divers. This was a Blu-ray copy sent to us by Right Stuff and Sunrise, so we can check it out and let you guys know about it. So if you are interested in this one, definitely go check out the Blu-ray release of it. But yes, this one is a series that ran for 25 episodes. Again, done by Studio Sunrise. The source is original. And the genres are action, mecha, and sci-fi. And again, we're at TakuSpirit.com. That's where you can go for all of our anime, new and old, great community forming, social media links on the right side, all that good stuff, as well as a review button at the top there where you can find all of our reviews, especially all the Gundam shows that we've done for reviews. But yes, this one is the Gundam Build Divers, which is kind of in the same vein as the Gundam Build Fighters that we've done in the past, we've done reviews for, where it is a kind of a world that is centered around people using Gunpla, which are model kits that you can make of mobile suits or mecha suits of the Gundam series. And they take these model suits or these models and they put them on a pedestal and they fire up this system that makes it to where they come to life and they can fight each other. And it's kind of was originally when we first watched the first series of it, definitely seemed like a full on kind of homage to everything Gundam. It was like a show that was built around the geekdom behind the Gundam fandom and the Gunpla, the Gunplas themselves, the actual model kits and everything. Whereas Gundam Build Divers seems like it is definitely in that same universe, kind of coming into the new technology of the Gunpla fighting, instead of like these little kind of machines that both sides, you know, they come to this pedestal on each side of this thing and it would make them fight in the middle. This was more like a VR MMO that they've created for them to actually sit into the cockpit of them and actually fight in a virtual world with their Gunplas. So it's a little bit more advanced. They definitely do have some point in the story itself where they talk about the old Gundam Build Fighters type system for fighting the Gunplas. But yeah, it kind of follows Riku, who, for some reason, he had to wait until he was a certain age before he was allowed to finally be able to go and jump into what they call the Gunpla Battle Nexus Online, which is this VR MMO where you can play with your Gunplas in. And so when he reaches this age, he jumps in with his friend Yukio, and they immediately dive into this online world with their Gunpla, their Gundam mobile suits, and start flying around in this world. And he quickly runs into a girl named Sada, and then eventually a girl from their school who was trying to get them to join a soccer club decides to join in. Her name is Momoka, and they meet other people in this virtual world, fight Gunpla. I keep wanting to say fight Gunpla, but they're technically fighting inside the mobile suits themselves. It's not really like the models, but it is their own built one, which is always the kind of interesting thing behind the Gundam Build series. Is it's not only just about, you know, you build a Gunpla and then you fight them with against somebody, but there's a lot of emphasis on them creating them and building them with extra care so that they are, you know, because it seems like the build quality that they make of the actual Gunpla affects the actual usability within the fighting and also in this virtual world as well. So, yeah, it's a basic idea of Gundam build divers. What are your thoughts on this take of the Gundam builds?
This one was actually kind of a surprise. When we originally watched this, we ended up falling away from it for various reasons, but really one of the main reasons that stuck out in my mind was it was really off the wall and did not seem to fit in with the original intent of Gundam build fighters. And one of the funny things is if you ever fell away from Gundam build divers because of that same exact, almost exact reason, it because it doesn't feel like it fits in the Gundam build fighters universe. Like Andrew had mentioned earlier, it does actually make a distinct reference to the old Gundam build fighters, and it effectively explains why they moved from the Gundam build fighters into this new system, and how there is an actual almost a backlash towards that system, and how that all resolved. And so it does actually take that into consideration and actually tries to explain that. And I kind of am frustrated in the fact that because of the way it came off at the beginning, it very much hindered my enjoyment in that first few episodes. And I ended up missing out a really wonderful story. The rest of the what they have from pretty much where we effectively gave up on forward was a really great story. Some of the characters really got to shine. Ayame, Riku had some kind of cool stories. Yukio had an excellent story. Quite a few of the characters had great stories all the way through. Sarah and the champion kind of had this kind of conflict in the latter episodes that really brought a lot of interest to those characters when all was said and done. So I really do like the way that this story ended up handling itself towards the latter episodes.
Yeah, my issue that I've been having with the Gundam Build Fighters or Gundam Build series, it's better to say that because it's the running Gundam Build Fighter, Gundam Build Fighter Tri, and now Gundam Build Divers. My ongoing issue that I've had throughout the entire several iterations of this is that I always feel like it's slowly moving away further and further from the fandom and more to kind of a simple fun show, which isn't inherently bad. It's just it gets away from what made the original Gundam Build Fighters great, and that is that homage to the fandom. It is the geekdom behind it, the nerdy stuff, the tributes, the cameos. Not to say that Gundam Build Divers has no cameos in it, because we were several times paused it and we're like, is that literally this character in the background? It is that character in the background. That's this character from this Gundam series. Because every now and then you'll see people that, because of course it's inside of a virtual world and there's actually like, you know, costume packs and stuff they can get. And so every now and then you'll see somebody in the background that looks literally like a character from a specific, you know, Gundam Seed or something like that. And that's always been the fun thing about it.
They had an entire team based on the masked guys.
Yeah, and they had like a whole SD Gundam group, and which has always been a kind of a fun thing with the series. So it doesn't move completely away from it, but it does feel like some every now and then it's like, hey, this is kind of less about the fandom and more about just kind of a very simple, goofy story that obviously is probably more geared towards younger viewers just to kind of keep their interest.
And that is frustrating. I do have to admit that there is, and the frustrating thing is that it's kind of hard not to deviate from the original intent of the fandom, because I mean, how many times can you highlight Char?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Now at the same time, it does, what does really kind of suck is that effectively what they've become is, how can we customize these Gundams to their maximum potential? And at some point, it's always the Gundams that are being customized into Super Gundams.
Yeah, it's a joke that I made earlier on. It's like, you know, if you think about it, if you have this, you know, massively multiplayer VR MMO game that you're jumping into, and you can, and before you go onto that system, they say, okay, well, you need a Gunpla that you're going to put on this pedestal, and then once you go into the VR world, that's your Gundam when you're in, or your, technically your mobile suit when you go in there, which of course the main characters, it's always a Gundam. But it's like every now and then you're like, they show a person like in a gun tank, and it's like, why the hell did somebody make a gun tank and go into a virtual MMORPG in a gun tank? Who are these people that have like these basic mobile suits? Like, wouldn't everybody join it in like the most overpowered Gundam every time? Like, that shelf should be empty where it has the Gundams itself and like the main series Gundams. But yeah, it technically it's kind of in a weird state of mind with the storytelling, with how the actual Gundam series tie in with the world itself. But yeah, as for the show itself, it is one of those ones where I have to just kind of, I hate to say this because I it's one of those terms that I hate the most, is the turn off the brain thing, because it is one of those ones where you play enough MMORPGs and there's like points where you're going, well, why not patch that? Well, why not do a rollback? Well, why not patch that? Well, why not just ban that person? Because there's like these crazy things happening in this world and the administrators are like, oh, well, we've seen it, but we don't have any logs for it, so we can't do anything about it. It's like, just ban the person anyways. Just patch this. Why can't you just fix this?
IP ban. It's a thing.
Instead of actually us going and banning that person, we're going to send a fleet of players to this beginner zone so they can fight the people that are unleashing the evil virus thing that is affecting things. And then they'll have like this moment where they go, well, we can fix this now. So let's have you shoot a rocket into the thing and that will apply the patch. It's like, no, just hit, no, run.
No. Okay. Click on run. Okay. This is semi-spoilers. So you decide whether or not you want to cut it or not. They refuse to deal with the guy who's making a cheat, but absolutely must destroy the thing that's causing the bug later on in the game.
Well, they had a patch that time. They found a patch. They've made the patch.
One thing they don't care about. The other thing, they're absolutely adamant they have to do something about that.
I will admit, though, because it did feel kind of pushed, or I guess kind of forced in the later parts to force this big fight. But it was probably the best fight in the entire series. Like, it was just an excuse to have, like, this big, huge battle royale with all these characters. And it was fun. Like, I mean, I enjoyed certain fights. Like, I enjoyed, you know, Ayame, the SD Gundams, that match that they had with the SD Gundams. That was a lot of fun. Got a really huge kick out of the what was it called? The Image Girl episode. And that was kind of a fun little thing.
Go and pick the one that you want because you're getting it for free, and then she picks the one that's the most complicated.
Yeah, the Olympic Haro. Everybody's picking Haro. Yeah, there was a lot of fun fights in there, but I the more serious fights, easily the last fight was the best, and it was just a fun battle royale that I had a lot of fun with watching. But yeah, it's kind of a. It's a very simple show, which is people having fun in a world while really terrible bugs and viruses and hacks are happening and the administrator doing nothing about it, which is kind of frustrating from somebody from a IT background and somebody that was as heavily into MMOs as I am. But if you could turn that off, it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's kind of a... I guess the other thing that's really kind of interesting about it is you have a cast, you know, kind of covering a lot of edges. And like I said, there is some certain points where it's like, girl, you're way too into this game that you're doing all this stuff just to get a Gunpla back. But at the same time, it's kind of one of those ones where it's a decent story to kind of throw in there. It putting aside the kind of more... The best way I could put it is there's a frustration that I have about the whole aspect of kind of over-dramatizing people in a video game when it's obviously just a video game and it's not a trapped in MMO kind of thing. You have to kind of suspend yourself, your disbelief there that these people are way too into it and getting a little bit overworked about a match winning or losing or somebody having something defeated because it literally is just a game.
When people destroy entire computers over a loot ninja, I mean...
That's true. But we're not dealing with loot here. Your Gunpla is your only thing. That was, I guess, the only other thing that I wish that they kind of got a little more into. Maybe it's something they'll get into with the second season, of course, because they do have a second season of this. Is getting more into kind of the more developments of the characters, because they do have this element of... I didn't really feel like there was a way of building your character in the actual game. Even though they had these whole, like, training montages of Riku and Yukio working alongside Tiger Wolf to build their reflexes and stuff in the world before they realize that you can't technically, you know, you can't exhaust yourself. You can't feel pain in this world. That's what they were establishing, but they were still kind of working out, and Tiger Wolf's working out and stuff. I don't know if they have like a, if they were going to elaborate on the idea of the characters actually being able to build up stats, or if your Gunpla itself can build in stats in the world, but it would be cool if they can expand that a little more. It seems like it's really kind of focused strictly on what you do with your Gunpla outside of the game, which is, I guess, technically a part of the Gundam build universe itself. So, but no, I'm really curious as to what else that they can really do in the second season. I don't remember if they alluded to anything at the end of this 25 episodes. Do you remember them hinting at something?
Of the next season?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I forget if they had like a, here's this evil organization in the background that's doing something evil. Mm-mm. At the end of it. Because it really did feel like this 25 episodes had a good conclusion to it, and it kind of ended. No, let me correct that. It felt like it had a solid conclusion, and then suddenly out of nowhere, there was a second boss. Out of nowhere, the virus is spreading more. They have to fight the second boss. And again, extremely, extremely heavy suspension of disbelief at the very end of it with what they do with one of the characters. I laughed really loud when that happened. I'm like, I wasn't really expecting them to go that far, but okay, we'll go with it.
When they explained it, it was like, oh, didn't think about that. But hey, that works.
Sure. We'll go with it. As long as everybody's happy, I'm okay. I'm okay as long as everybody's happy. Yeah, I think my favorites is definitely, I really enjoyed Image Girl because I laughed a lot with that episode. Really enjoyed the last fight with the, was it like episode 22-ish to 24 maybe, I think it is. It was really awesome. We laughed a lot about thinking that the quote-unquote bad guy character was laughing coughing the entire time, which was a hoot. So that was that was fun. We had to go throw our Sword Art Online jokes in there. But yeah, a lot of fun. Like I said, I feel a lack of the original intent with Gundam Build. If I have to give one criticism, I do feel a lack of the original Gundam Build feeling of you know, really heavy references and the fandom itself. And it's really kind of driven more towards, I guess, the love of the battling system, I guess, is more. Riku and all them are really into this world, not so much the Gunpla itself. And that's where I kind of feel that loss. And it's funny because at some point in the show, I'll just say there's a character that really does echo my thought process, which sucks because they're technically more on the other side of the battlefield, so to speak. But it's funny that this show actually does address that aspect, that loss of kind of the old feel of the Gunpla and the old feel of Gundam Build series. And I don't know if that's like an intended thing that they threw in there or not, but yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Anything else?
No. I pretty much addressed the same thing as you did, so.
So yeah, that's Gundam Build Divers. Definitely check that out especially if you're a fan of the Gundam series. It's always going to have plenty of things in there that you're going to want to, Easter eggs and stuff that you're going to enjoy. Like I said, it technically feels like it's more geared towards a younger audience, but it has a fun feeling there that always kind of keeps you entertained to the older audience. That is, of course, the bigger fans that are going to know all the references and stuff that are in there for it, which is something that's always been in the Gundam Build series itself. But I'm sure if you've watched Gundam and you're a big fan of the Gundam Build series, you're probably already locked onto this one already, but if you're looking for a Blu-ray copy, like I said, we got a review copy from Right Stuff and Sunrise for us to check out to let you guys know about it. So if it's something that you're interested in, definitely go check that out. But again, we're at otakuspirit.com. That's where you can go for all of our anime, new and old. Great community in the form links at the top, social media links on the right side, and all that good stuff. And again, a review button at the top there where you can find all of our reviews, especially the Gundam series reviews that we've done. And we hope you all enjoyed, and you all take care.
Os. してしまうほど強くなる